I've had the strangest feeling. I've been asleep my whole life, waiting for something to happen.
Maybe they're just ordinary dreams.
I think I'm being programmed in my sleep.
Just because I write science fiction don't mean I believe in this stuff.
The Cold War may be over. The secret organization, Aramchek, is still committed to undermining our democratic institutions.
Life on this planet came from the star system called Albemuth. This is the satellite that serves as our link back. But this invasion is for our benefit, Nick. You and I and the others were chosen.
Okay, here's the deal. Although I've not read much of Philip K. Dick's science fiction, I understand fandom surrounding his work. Radio Free Albemuth is loosely based on a book published after Dick's death. It's a personal story about a man who believes he is being contacted by an extraterrestrial force that is manipulating his life. Part conspiracy theory against a totalitarian alternate future, and part a look into the mind of a man going mad, Radio Free Albemuth explores some interesting issues. Unfortunately, it's saddled with many low-budget constraints that take away the level of theatrical experience that a film like this should have. Radio Free Albemuth gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.